dun 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 dun. Ooh, it's been a while since I've done that. Probably for good reason. Anyway, hello. Let me set this scene. So I am, of course, on the floor by my desk. And actually, for the last time, I'm sitting here for the last time, at least in this room, in this space, in this house, because I am moving again. I've moved at least once a year, every year, since 2018, I guess, maybe even 2017. So I am a seasoned mover. Not quite as much as one friend I have who moves multiple times a year every year. But yeah, I mean, I've been very unsettled for a very long time in that regard. So looking forward to a fresh start, as I seem to have every year. But yeah, sad to say that this is the last time I'll be recording here. It's funny as well, because I started this podcast after I moved in here. I love this place, but, you know, needs must. And yeah, that's where I am. The usual, but not for long, place. So let's get into it. This is In the Room with Adele James. And here is the unfiltered version of my story. Alrighty then, the present moment. Yeah, I'm moving. I'm moving tomorrow. So today is Friday and I'm moving this weekend. So by the time you get to this, I will have already moved. I'll be in my new place. Yeah, I feel honestly like I'm just in this present moment desperate for a fresh start. And I feel like I have fresh starts every 5 minutes. But you know what? I'll have as many fresh starts as it takes. I will have as many fresh starts as it takes. but yeah, I'm present moment. I am, you know, if I'm being really, really honest, I'm not great. I'm not terrible, but I'm not great. I think the last few weeks I've really struggled. It's not been an easy time. It's just not, like, it's weird because we haven't spoken for a few weeks. So I was really ill, really ill. And then that kind of created this like backlog of personal life admin things that I needed to sort out, and all these other feelings that I get when I feel debilitated. I've spoken about it before. When I feel like I can't do anything, it really stresses me out. I don't like feeling in any way unable to perform even just like the most basic of things that help me get on with my life. And then I've started to feel better, but I didn't really feel better. I think that's the key thing there, is that, like, just underlying, I've had done some really fun things in the last few weeks, and, you know, connected with people in really beautiful ways, friends and family particularly, but I've been battling my own mental well-being in the last few weeks, and I just think there's no point in me lying about that or pretending like that hasn't been what's happening. Yeah, I would say it's not something that I'm not used to. I think I've said a few different times that I've been having a difficult week or difficult period or whatever here and there. And obviously I've talked about very recently, been talking about grief, the grief that I've been experiencing and the way that that shaped my life and my experience and my work of late. But in the last couple of weeks in particular, I've just really cried a lot. I felt very low a lot. And maybe this is a huge overshare, but I don't think I'm the only one. I don't think it makes me special in any way, shape or form. I think it makes me remarkably human. And it's honestly terrifying to even say that and feel like that will be received by anybody. But maybe we just need to talk about it. And yeah, that's what's going on. I'm just not having... And, you know, there's a lot of change going on for me at the moment. I'm just come off a big job a few weeks ago. There's some upheaval in my personal life, as you well know, and I'm moving house. And that's always... Even though I do it all the time, it feels like, that's always a huge shift for me mentally to kind of grapple with, because it's literally the uprooting of my whole reality, the place I call home. It's a lot. And I think it's the right decision and I'm really looking forward to doing it, but it comes with stuff, you know? And anyway, that's where I am right now. And I think I'm going to break that down a little bit more and also talk about just something that's really been inspiring me lately, despite all of those kind of darker and difficult, more difficult feelings. So yeah, let's move into the outtakes. It's going to get real. It really, really is going to get real. Actors and non-actors alike, we are busy, busy people. So my coffee lovers, it is my great pleasure to tell you, coffee cup in hand, about the wonderful London Nootropics. London Nootropics make adaptogenic coffee blends that are designed to help you stay balanced and flow through your day. They give you all the benefits of regular coffee whilst minimizing the side effects such as jitters, anxiety and crashing that I often experience so much with regular coffee. Today, I'm having their Mojo blend for a natural boost. It has cordyceps mushroom, which is known to increase aerobic capacity, oxygen flow around your body, and to boost ATP, our energy molecule. It also has Siberian ginseng, which is great for blood flow. This is a really great blend for staying awake and being alert, but it's also a really good blend for exercise, physical exercise, and also for when you're feeling a bit poorly. I'd really, really recommend it for either of those occasions. You can find your flow and be your best self too with London Nootropics Adaptogenic Coffee, and you can do so with 15% off any order using the voucher code ADELEJ, that's ADELEJ, on londonnootropics.com exclusively. That's London, NOOTROPICS.com. This is my absolute favourite and go-to coffee nowadays for such a busy lifestyle. I hope you guys enjoy. So, okay, this is the outtake, the first outtake. I've honestly battled with my mental health since, for as long as I can remember, certainly since I was a teenager. I've done many, many rounds of counselling and therapy, psychotherapy, group therapy, one-to-one therapy, couples therapy. I've done it all. And I think depression is a very, very interesting mental health affliction. I don't really know what else to call it. For me, it feels like an affliction. It kind of shows up in all of us differently, but I would say for most people, like my version of depression probably doesn't feel that far from a lot of people's version of it. So it's something that I've experienced many, many times over, kind of fluctuates in and out of my life. As I said a few weeks ago, I was even on antidepressants earlier this year. I was taking them for about 6 months. But the thing I've learned from dealing with depression for so many years, and lots of different types of depression as well, or struggling with your mental health for a long time, is that you come to realize, whether you're capable of doing it in the moment or not, that things just don't change unless you change. They don't change unless you do. Maybe that's why I move so much. Maybe that's why I work in a freelance industry where things are very volatile. You know, one day looks completely different from the next. I'm so used to bouncing from thing to thing, from place to place, from community to community. It's the only way I know how to survive. Change ultimately is positive. It's where we grow. It's where we learn about ourselves. It's where we're challenged. It's where we're developing, right? It's where we're growing. But it also has crippled me when I've not been able to do it. And for the last few weeks, I think I really have felt quite like I wasn't really able to make any of the changes that I needed to make that I knew would make me feel better. So there's one thing to know what it is that's going to make you feel better, and then there's another thing to do it. And really, the only thing I could do was talk about it honestly with people. And I would say, if you're looking for somewhere to start, if you're not feeling great at the moment, voicing that is probably the best place to start. But yeah, the thing I'm really looking forward to, and it's actually this move, even though I do it all the time and I can't stand moving, the process of moving I'd hate, but it's being in a new space, being in a changed space. Things don't change unless you change, unless I change, or the environment around me changes, the people around me changes, whatever it is. I mean, I literally walked past, so weird, I walked past a funeral on the way here, and it feels kind of prophetic that I've seen that on my road, literally outside my door, on my way home, on my last day of being here, because I feel like I'm shedding a version of myself that has only been able to exist here as I've lived here in this space for the last year or so. This place that I'm in now, mentally, physically, has been a really important place. It's been a really important period of my life. What this physical space represents is really quite profound for me. And I do think there is a kind of a death and a rebirth coming, if that makes sense. Like, I'm really ready to let go of this chapter of my life. And I think physical spaces can really hold a lot for us. In all honesty, this room that I've been living in needs a good old saging. I've already spoken to one of my housemates about that. As soon as I go, you need to sage the hell out of this room, please, for the next person so that they can have somewhere with fresh, cleansed energy. But this physical space has held a lot for me. I've cried a lot here. I've bared so much of my soul here. I've made so many mistakes here, even in just 1 year. And I've grown so much here through that. And now it's time to take those learnings and that part of me that has survived this and be somewhere else and evolve, I suppose. It's scary to let go of all of the pain that I've worked through here because it's all I've come to know. I don't know anything else anymore. I have wonderful experiences. I do wonderful jobs sometimes. I have great people in my life. But the one constant that's really been here the whole time I've been in this room, in this house, is that I've been struggling. The one constant is that my mental health has been a little bit on the floor and I haven't found a way to salvage it in any everlasting way, in any way that will endure, you know? And perhaps it's going to take shedding this physical space for me to shed that mental exhaustion. And some other things I've been trying to do, I've been trying to really throw myself into my life coaching diploma that I'm doing, which is actually probably one of the most positive things I could be doing right now, because it's all about forward thinking. It's all about moving from where you are now to where you want to be, right? It's the work that I do with my clients already, actors. But more broadly speaking, it's about how to take your life more generally from where you are now to where you want to be. Like, I've done a lot of therapy, as I said, but I think the issues that I have these days when I feel like I've been in a depressive state for a little while is less to do or are less to do with my past than they are to do with moving out of the present into the future. Managed to book myself a solo trip for the end of this year that I think will be a way for me to rewrite my own narratives about being alone and being solitary rather, and New Year's as a time that has so much kind of weight on it. And, you know, honestly, I'm really anxious about New Year's this year. So that'll allow me to rewrite that narrative for myself. And also I created a community with a friend, a community for Black and Black mixed women and non-binary people, actors and performers. I just created it with my friend. And now that's something that I can concentrate on and look forward to building and growing. We already have 100 people, which is amazing. And it's growing all the time. So you can only hold on to things for so long before they literally eat you alive. And I recognize that I've got so much goodness, yummy, 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 delicious goodness in my life. But even still, I struggle. I guess at the end of the day, for all the love that I have in my life, it's still for me to do something about it if I want things to change. And that's a scary thing, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. And if you're feeling for any reason like you can't have a fresh start, you don't deserve a fresh start, I just want to, as somebody who's doing it literally right now, as you're listening to this, as someone who's going through it right now, I just want to give you permission, for what it's worth, to go forth and have your fresh start as well. Yeah, okay, it's December, the whatever. Who cares? Why does it have to be a certain time of the year? Why does it have to be a certain day of the week? Why does it have to be a certain time of day? I give you permission, because things will not change if you don't. They just won't. You're never really starting again, are you? You're doing it with the experience, the lived experience of having gone through whatever it is you've gone through. So you're never really starting again. You're never really going back to square one. I think I'd felt like that a few times over this year. But actually, there's a part of me that has endured so much and is moving forward from the place that I'm at now. It's not square one. It's just a different place than I thought I was going to be, I guess. But there's great courage in that, and there's great bravery in that, and, you know, feelings, they pass, seasons, they pass. So yeah, an overshare, probably, perhaps, maybe, definitely. But do you know what, at this point, so what if you know that I have depression and that I've struggled with depression? So what if you know that I've taken pills to try and, you know, look after my mental health, to improve the chemical imbalance that exists in my brain that makes me feel low and gives me anxiety? So what if you know that I'm a human being? I don't think any of those things make me a bad person. In fact, quite the opposite. I think that those are the things that make me want to help other people as much as I do and support other people as much as I do and make life better for other people as much as I can. Because I don't want anyone to feel a sliver of the dark feelings that I've ever felt. I'm not asking for sympathy. And, you know, this isn't any kind of cry for help. I have a good support system. I have resources at my disposal. I can talk about it because I'm dealing with it in what I believe is a healthy way. I understand it as fundamentally foundational in who I am today and who I will always be and have always been. And I guess I'm just not ashamed of it anymore. I don't want to be ashamed of it. And I think it's important just to talk about it, even if only to encourage you to, or someone to go and talk to someone in their life about it, or to someone to seek professional help should they need that. I'll take a little bit of exposure if I can encourage just one person to better look after themselves and make the change that they need to make to support themselves better. Like, I'm happy to take that hit, I guess. Is it a hit? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This language just evokes the idea that it should be shameful, and I don't feel ashamed. I've been struggling for a long time, and I just really hope that this new season, this next chapter, as it were, with the move and everything, heralds a more prosperous personal chapter for me, mental health wise. Fresh starts for everybody. You get a fresh start, and you get a fresh start, and you get a fresh start. And yeah, let's. It's not even about New Year, New Me 2023. Let's have a better year. It's about right now, I choose change. And hopefully with that comes prosperity in mental health and wealth. The other thing I really, really, really want to talk about today, because I do not use this word lightly. I think I say this word a lot, but here I'm not using it lightly. I am obsessed with it, is Stormzy's new album, This Is What I Mean. Where does one begin? Sometimes, maybe it's because I'm a Pisces, yeah, and I just feel things so deeply, although I actually also think that's kind of my star power. Sometimes when I absorb things, particularly music, I feel so deeply inspired on a level that I can't explain in words alone. Sinead Harnett's album, Ready Is Always Too Late, Adele's album, 30, and this album, This Is What I Mean, Stormzy's album, new album, of the last kind of couple of years, are the three albums that come to mind that have moved me on such a deep level, artistically speaking, that I don't know what to do with myself. And you know, it's funny because all of them are about heartbreak, which I think is obviously a lot to do with what's been going on in my own personal life. And that's, you know, that is also a part of it, and I must recognize that, and I'm not trying to shy away from that at all. But the one thing that all three of these artists demonstrate to me is such a deep love of the craft. Every detail of every song is so carefully crafted, in my opinion, or at least from what I'm perceiving and receiving as another artist, but also just as a human being. Oh, my love, before we go on, I just wanted to ask very quickly if you might be able to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the follow button, the rate button, whatever the platform allows for. 5 stars would be so awesome, and a cheeky review, but whatever you think is fair is great too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry to kill the vibe. The depth of emotion and the way that they have shared and poured themselves into it cannot be underestimated. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I feel so kind of in such an overshare-y mood. But I just think, isn't it so beautiful when people let us into their lives the way that, I mean, honestly, go listen to those three albums. Ready Is Always Too Late, 30, and This Is What I Mean. All three of them, it feels like you're sitting on the sofa next to this person and they're crying on your shoulder. It's stunning. And particularly Stormzy's, his articulation of love and heartbreak and this desire to be free and even his love of God. And I'm not a God-fearing woman. I'm not a religious person. I think my ideas about the universe and the way that the world kind of works, the laws of the universe, I think they're probably akin to what he believes, but we put a different name on it. So I'm not saying that I understand the kind of godly nature of it, but I think I might have be able to perceive it on some level based on my own spirituality and my own spiritual beliefs. But everything about it is so carefully articulated, and it's as a piece of art, as a project, like I find that so inspiring. That's really what I want to create in my artistic life. Obviously, I don't write songs. I do write scripts, but perhaps even just in the articulation of a character that's been written for me, like the depth of honesty and rawness of the emotions that are being shared. Like, I just think art has such an incredible power to move and influence whole communities of people, whole societies, let alone individuals, the way that I've been moved by these three pieces of work and particularly by Stormzy's. But yeah, man, I've been listening to it a lot and it's like, it's almost instant the effect that it has. There's a real high, I think, maybe, that I get from connecting to something like that, to the way that it makes me feel. It's such a buzz to really not only feel let into someone's life, but to connect with something. I think music is probably the most, if not one of the most powerful art forms that there are. And I don't know if I've made a coherent point here, but basically Stormzy absolutely smashed it. I love the album. I'm obsessed with it and I'm going to continue listening to it, although I'm going to stop listening to it just before bed because I don't think crying myself to sleep is the best idea every day. That sounds a lot more dramatic than it is. I'm not weeping and weeping. It's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And you know what the other thing is? I'm so happy for him. And I don't even know him. How mad is that? I'm so happy for him. It's incredible how much when someone bears their soul to you, you just want them to win. Like, you feel like you know them in a way that you couldn't possibly know them, but you do. You just do. You get to know somebody like that, right? And I don't know. I think it's so generous. And I think the least I could do, given how he's made me feel, is try to be just as generous with my own experiences in the way that I know how to express myself, which is mostly by just talking, rambling, apologies. And, you know, the other art forms that I have. I've gotten back into writing again at long last. It's nice to feel inspired by someone's generosity of spirit, I suppose, in that way, artistically speaking. And if you're looking for something to inspire you, I thoroughly recommend going to that album or any of the other two that I mentioned. It's incredibly inspiring to watch people excel in their field, especially when you're looking at art. The reason they're excelling is because of the depth of which they are giving. And I don't think many other industries are like that. But for somebody to excel in their art, whether you like the art or not, they must have given from such a deep and visceral place. I hope that that makes sense. I feel like it does and also probably doesn't. And you know what? The right person will understand. If you need to hear this, you'll understand it. But yeah, I just had to talk about it because I'm obsessed. I think about it so much of the day, how many hours he's put into it and the other people. It's the collaborations are perfect, like the way that people understood the assignment, you know, for want of a better expression, and also gave their all to it. Like, it's just a work of genius, in my opinion. And even if you don't like the songs or don't like every song, I think you'll still appreciate the artistry of it. And hopefully that will inspire you as it has inspired me. So yeah, enjoy. So for making our way this week, I just want to touch on something very briefly that came up in one of the Q&As for In The Room, the coaching business. So ITR Coaching on Instagram. On Fridays on that Instagram, I have been hosting these weekly Q&As. So actor to actor or actor to whoever wants to ask a question, frankly. I go on a Friday, put up that little Ask Me Anything box. You guys can ask questions and I'll respond. And a question came through from somebody, I presume an actor, saying, if you're regularly seen by a CD but you never get a recall, should you start to worry? And my response to that was essentially absolutely not. If you're being called in again and again by the same person, I think that's a really great sign that you're doing great things and that you should keep going as you're going. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully it will land for you at some point. But this person clearly believes in you. And I don't really want to, I mean, obviously I want to reiterate that point, but more than that, I kind of just think it really speaks to something that I am so guilty of myself. And I feel like a lot of us are guilty of, which is creating problems where they don't exist. Like, I want auditions and I'm upset about the fact that I'm not getting enough auditions. That's my problem. Then I start getting auditions. I'm getting lots of opportunities through the same person, but I'm not booking them. So there must be a problem there. We're never satisfied. Like there's always a reason why we must doubt ourselves because it couldn't possibly work out for us. And it's something that I just know I'm very, very guilty of. And when I saw this question, I thought, what an interesting question to ask, because you've, by your own admission, been getting called in repeatedly by a casting director. Like, is that not just a wonderful thing to be able to say is happening in your career? Frustrating, 100%, and I do not take that away from this person. And this is absolutely not to berate this person at all, because as I said, this is something that it triggered me to do with what I know I'm guilty of, which is just kind of struggling to look at something for the good that it is rather than seeing the potential for anxiety and self-doubt and, you know, all the other things that keep us in this chokehold with the industry that we don't need to be in, I don't think. So yeah, I've lost my train of thought, if I'm being totally honest, but I just found it really interesting, and I'm really grateful to this person for bringing this up. And I think it's important to remember, if you're getting called in by the same person again and again, that person is really trying to find a good fit for you. And so what you're doing is great in their professional opinion, and you should absolutely keep going. But also, I think it's a really great reminder for us all to just look at exactly what it is that we're worrying about and just try and see the positive in it. You know, just try and flip it on its head, reframe it in some way to see if we look at it at face value for what it actually is. I'm getting called in by the same person again and again and again. What in that is good? Take out the worry about what it could mean and just look at it for face value. Someone has called me in again and again and again. Now that's a positive thing, right? I think it is. Just be mindful of where you're creating narratives around things that are self-sabotaging. What is actually happening versus what I think is happening, right? And as for the future of Making Our Way, of course, you can still email itrpod@stepintotheroom.co.uk if you would like to contribute to Making Our Way. But you can also join me on the Friday Q&As over at ITR Coaching, the Instagram at ITR Coaching on Fridays. And you can submit a question that way, and perhaps your question will make it to the podcast. Who knows? Exciting times. My self-care intention for the next week is going to be to make my new space as homely as I can, as nice as I can for myself. One thing I've really not done in the space that I'm moving out of is invested a lot of time into it. I didn't paint it or make it my own really in any way, shape or form. There's no colour scheme. There's no nothing. And you know, those things, especially when you live in a house share, which is what I'm moving out of, your room is your refuge. That's it. That's the only space you have that is entirely yours. And I didn't make any effort to invest in it emotionally, financially, anything, because I didn't want to admit that I was in the situation that I was in, that I was going to remain in the situation that I was in for a long time or anything like that. Now, the place that I'm moving into, again, is not my place. So the room is the only place I can really invest in and make my own. And if I've learned anything from the last year, it's that if I'm going to change, I must change, right? So if I'm going to continue to grow and invest in myself, and it doesn't have to be a huge financial commitment at all, even just painting this room before I moved in, which I have done, has made it feel more like my own. But if I'm going to invest in myself and grow, I need to invest in the space that I call home, that is my safe space. And so one thing I really want to do is put up some fairy lights. I want to get my art up on the wall. I want to configure the space in a way that makes sense for my lifestyle, that encourages me to do things like exercise, which I've neglected, which I say all the time, but you know, it's time to start doing something about that. Yeah, that's what my self-care intention is going to be for the next week. Maybe sounds a bit random, but I think it's part of my fresh start and I'm really looking forward to doing it. It's exciting for me, even though it's probably going to be a bit of work, but yeah, I'm going to take care of the outer to take care of the inner. That's my self-care intention. What about you? What are you going to be up to this next week? How can you look after yourself? How can you nurture your space, your environment? What can you change maybe to help you in some way, if anything? Would be great to know. Please do feedback. And that's it from me. I feel like maybe I just splurged today, actually. Maybe I've just kind of released a bunch of demons, but that's fine. That's what I needed to do. And hopefully it's been of some use to somebody. It seems like a lot of people are having a bit of a hard time at the moment. But yeah, I hope it's been of some help or some comfort. And you know what? Next week, hopefully will be a better week. New space, new fresh start, new everything. And I look forward to speaking to you then. Until then, have the best time. Look after yourself, please, and everybody around you as best you can. And we'll catch up very, very soon. Take care.